Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Jim Powers, and it's state volleyball championship week here in the state of Missouri as we're all down at Cape Girardeau at the Show Me Center, getting ready for some terrific volleyball this weekend. And a team making a return trip, hoping that their adventure ends a little bit better than last year, is St. Dominic, and their head coach, Courtney Bland, joins us. And, you know, Coach, first off, congratulations. 400 wins earlier this year. That's got to be very, you know, one of your biggest accomplishments. But I think to get your kids back down to Show Me is an even bigger accomplishment, because you guys lost a lot of pieces to last year's team that was down in the Final Four.
Yes, it is. It's a brand new team. So it is, I'm super proud of this group. They worked really hard for it. If you looked at our record, we have 10 losses, so it didn't come super easy. It took a lot of like getting used to and reworking things, and the girls were very patient, and their hard work just paid off because it's all come together at the right time.
Talk a little bit about the 400 wins before we get into, you know, this group this year. You've had so many terrific kids come through that program. Just the number 400 is huge. I don't care what sport you talk about or anything, but, you know, what was that feeling when you got that 400th win, especially with this group that, you know, really has come a long way this year?
Yeah. I mean, it was a huge accomplishment. It kind of just means that I've been in it a really long time. This is my 20th season. So, the wins, they come and go. It's nothing compared to getting the girls to state, because that's something that, that's an experience they get to keep forever. My wins, obviously, I'll be here next year. So it's, it is what it is. I've done it for a really long time. And the thing that, I look to accomplish is giving these kids this extra part of their season, this extra memory. So the getting to state is, in my book, much bigger this year than the 400.
No doubt about it. Well, you had to beat somebody that kind of had your number earlier this season in the quarterfinal in St. Joe's. And, that St. Joe's match earlier kind of was in the middle of a stretch where you guys were shuffling your feet a little bit. And then you get out of that stretch, you played Incarnate, you played Eureka. Then you guys got a couple nice wins and then district. Was that St. Joe's game kind of where your kids maybe figured out a few things at the end of the season to get ready to make that run towards the end?
Yeah, I think a couple of those losses at the end of the season made them realize they need to quit sizing up their opponents so much and just stepping on the court. They would oftentimes spend too much time trying to figure out, like, are we better? Are they better? Who's going to win this early? And I think they've learned through that process that, that does you no good. And so once we've got on this end of the season, we had some huge wins that where they just started focusing on themselves. We have had a lot of illness this season, a couple injuries. So, we had our full roster for one game against Marquette early in the season and then did not have it again until the end of the season. So, not only do I have a whole new group together, but we've also been shuffling kids constantly because of just, as soon as we get on a roll, someone else would get sick. It's just one of those seasons, and we're all healthy right now, and it's come together, but it also has made our bench incredibly deep. So I have girls on my bench that can go out and play without nerves. They have tons of experience this season. So we've been able to use our bench a lot, which has been a lot of fun for everyone, obviously. So it's really, honestly, in the end, worked to our advantage to have to work through all that.
There was one young lady when you filled out the questionnaire for me over the summer and leading into the season, a player to watch, Mary Kay Mulvaney. Well, we're watching. How, 152 kills, but how about 710 assists? That is just an absolute ridiculous number on the high school side. Talk about her and just her progression this year and the way she's been able to let the offense flow through her, especially getting that second ball.
Yes, she's an incredible player. She's not like 6'3", like some of these setters we're coming up against. So she's not real flashy, or we don't walk into a gym and somebody knows who she is, but man, she does a lot of damage on teams that they just don't even realize what's going on. And it's because her knowledge of the game is so high. And she just runs our offense. You got to remember also with those 700 assists, she reached 1,000 this year, which is awesome in her career. And she ran a 6.2 last year. And this year she ran a 6.2 until, I mean, just like a month ago. So she's also clocking those assists with, you know, not being the only one running the show all the time. But so yeah, she is a huge key of our offense. She obviously gets us going in a fast offense, but she pays attention to so much more than just our hitters. She has the whole game figured out when she's out there. So she's just a really good extension of myself. And we work really well together. She's actually played for me like since fourth grade. So yeah, she's not only a great kid, she's going on to play at Florida Southern, which I'm excited for her. And yeah, she's a captain, and she kind of runs the ship out there and does it really well.
Yeah, but it also makes it pretty easy when you got Kayla and Anna out on the sides that she can get the ball out to. And those two just do so much damage for you. They've got heavy arms, big swings, and they find the exact spot to get away from the block to make sure that they're getting, you know, the kill exactly where they want it.
Yeah, those two make it so that, you know, we never take a break on a team. They both are such strong hitters, but they're also, you know, they see the block, they see the holes. They're both open to criticism. They're both wanting to know where to get the next kill. So, yeah, she definitely has it good with those two, and they've pulled through huge this season. I don't know how many assists how many kills they both have, but.
It's over 300. Each of them are over 300.
Yeah, they're both doing really well.
They're both pretty good out there. Yeah. And then, you know, defensively, Mandy Lawson, you know, what a terrific, you know, person to get digs. She's got 379 on the dig count this year. And having that stability, you know, in the back line as the libero, that's got to be really good, because then that kind of sets everything else up with what she's able and capable of doing.
Yeah, Mandy has been a fantastic addition this year. She's just, I mean, she's only a sophomore, and she is incredibly consistent. Nerves of steel. She does not play like a sophomore at all. She has really impressed me this season.
Kickapoo coming up tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Talk a little bit about what you've seen on film, you know, about them, and then, you know, I think the possibility we could have an all St. Louis final the way the brackets shook out this year with Lafayette playing on the other side. But I know you're not looking at that. You're looking more at Kickapoo. Talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, we've watched a lot on Kickapoo. I think we actually see them at the KU camp in the summer. We both go to the KU camp, and they have they're a strong team. They have two strong middles. They have a lefty, a tall lefty setter that goes across their front row. That does a lot of damage. And then their number one, who is a six rotation outside, is not only a great outside, but she also is stellar on defense. So she seems like a very dynamic player. They have a good libero, number three. And yeah, they're a strong team. They have pieces that, you know, we've worked really hard on. But I think we'll have a good matchup. So we're excited to put our game plan to test.
But I also think too, you guys having the experience of being there, you know, going through, you know, the travel, the celebration at school, then the travel, getting settled in, you've got to lean on that experience, especially with the older kids that have done this the past couple of years to really guide the younger players that have not maybe done this before.
Yes, we have three or four girls that have, this is their third year going, quite a few girls on last year's team, so this will be their second year going, and I think we have one or two that haven't been. So yeah, we are definitely doing good on the experience. And I said the first time we went, like years ago with Dominic, like going down there, like you're just in, it's a little bit of a shock at first. So I do feel like our experience, it lends itself really well to these bigger venues, and just it just has a much different feel than a regular game. So we are definitely leaning on our experience to calm our nerves and get us going out of the gate pretty strong.
And I know the excitement level's got to be off the chart over at St. Dom's. I remember last year for the semis, you guys brought a ton of kids down and the crowd was phenomenal. I'm expecting the same thing for tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Yep, they'll be there. They give them a e-learning day. So Dominic does a lot. Like, they support their athletics a lot. They do everything they can to get as many kids down there to support us. Our gym was crazy at our quarterfinal game. It was, as loud as I've ever seen it. So I know those kids will be down there supporting us again. So we're super excited.
Courtney, thanks so much for the time. I wish you nothing but the best of luck this weekend. And I'm excited that I'm going to be down there to watch you guys play and hopefully see you host that state championship.
Yes, we would love that. And thank you so much for covering us. We really appreciate it. The girls work hard, so they'll love to hear it. So we're
looking. No doubt. Courtney Bland joins us. We want to congratulate St. Dom's. They'll be playing, in fact, right now as we're airing the podcast. They're on the court at Show Me Center as they're taking on Kickapoo in the semifinals. We'll have a lot of coverage on the volleyball tournament in Monday's wrap-up on ScoopsOfDannyMac.com. But when we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk to Ben Briney over at Westminster as the Wildcats look to defend their state championship from last year here at the Show Me Center. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And we welcome you back to Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And at State Volleyball Week here in Missouri, as all roads are heading down to the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. We had a great opportunity to chat with St. Dom's outstanding head coach, Courtney Bland, a few moments ago. Now another guy, and I've had a chance to know the head coach of Westminster when he was coaching college volleyball at Truman State. Now he comes to Westminster, he wins one state championship and has his kids in line to win another one. Ben Briney joins us. And Ben, what a great run for your kids, this year. Piggyback off of last season. I mean, you're coming into the state tournament 32-5. And I don't know if you really thought that this team was going to be this good when we chatted over the summer over Kirkwood at the open gyms over there.
Well, obviously, you always have an idea of what a team's going to look like, but you're never quite certain because there are things that you can't control. It's how hard are they going to work? What have they done over the summer? I mean, it's obviously a wait and see. And then as we started to get in the season, you could tell that they were ready to go and they were locked in from that first week of practice. And it's great to see all this hard work has paid off and we're headed back down to Cape to have a chance to play for another state championship.
And schedule-wise, y'all didn't shy away from anybody. I mean, you played at the Eureka Tournament, played some great competition there. The other early season tournament down at Borgia gets you going. But then, you play the Incarnate Words, another team that's going there. You're playing those teams that will get you ready for this type of competition when you get in the district into the quarterfinals. Talk a little bit about how that schedule making, because I know for a fact you're the one that makes the schedules. So, just talk about what goes in, as you're setting the schedule for your team, to get some games in, but also to get some great competition for your girls. Mm-hmm.
Well, since you've known me for a long time, you knew me when I was at Truman. One of the advantages of high school as opposed to college is regular season. It truly is just about getting ready for postseason. You can kind of shoot yourself in the foot sometimes in college if you lose some games early as far as getting the NCAA tournament. One of the things I've learned since I've been here is it truly is everybody makes state tournament. The district tournament is a state tournament. So we need to get ready and play everybody that's going to prepare us for postseason. So whenever I made the schedule, it was, all right, who can we put on here that is going to push us and get us ready come late October to make sure that we have faced the competition we're going to face in our district, we're going to face in the quarterfinals, and we're going to face at the Final Four. And so that was the thought process behind making the schedule.
And kid-wise, my gosh, once again, you lost some to graduation, but mm-hmm. you had some kids that have that valuable experience. And I think, the one that jumps off the page to me right now is what Emma Fairchild's done for you guys this year. 315 kills. She's averaging 3 a set, 31% kill percentage. That's an all around great number for a high school player, you know, especially in your system.
Mm-hmm. What Emma brings is, and the thing that's hard about our stopping us is we have so many weapons. And the thing that Emma does so well is when the power swing is there, she's going to go and bury it. And, you know, and especially being on the right side, because it's not often you have someone that with that kind of arm consistently on the right side. And yes, we're blessed with two of them between her and Allie Bishop. But the other thing Emma brings is she's such a good blocker. And so we can line her up against the opposing team's best hitter. And she's got an opportunity to really slow them down and make them do some things they're not comfortable doing. And so she's invaluable to our program.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When you've got two kids that are over 400 in assists, that makes it a little bit easier receiving that second, you know, in working that second ball. I mean, Lexi Frazier, 508, and then, you know, Sophia Shaver with 425. You've got to be really confident. I mean, most teams only have one really, mm-hmm. really solid setter, but you've got two that can handle that second ball better than a lot of people in the area.
Yeah, our setters have done a great job of coming in and buying into the system and changing a lot of things that I asked them to do with their technique and how we wanted to run the offense. And again, it's great to have all these weapons between, you know, Abby Cease and Shelby Truitt on the outside and our right sides and our even our middles this year. But if you don't have the setters that can get them the ball, it doesn't do you much good. And both Lexi and Sophia have just done an incredible job of dispersing the ball, spreading the ball. When we talk about going into a match, hey, here's our mismatches. We really need to look to exploit this and paying attention and going, okay, yep, I see that now. Let's go after it. You know, let's see if we can get this person in a one-on-one situation. And of course, touching that second ball, they're one of the most important contacts. And so they've just done an incredible job of really running the offense when they're out there.
You know, we're talking about, you know, handling the first ball, Avery Stanfield over 351 digs on the season, you know, but then you've also got a couple others that are over 200, mm-hmm. you know, so your back line defensively is really solid. And I think Avery really does a terrific job in leading that charge for you.
She does. You know, it was a huge blessing coming in and having a libero that was very similar to liberos I had up at Truman that were just kind of calm, steady liberos and a calming presence in the back row and never really got rattled. And that's exactly what Avery does. She's that I'm not going to get rattled. I'm going to be just even keel the whole time and I'm going to put in the work. And you know, if a ball gets hit at her, more than likely it's coming up, and it's not just coming up. It's coming up in a position where we can get a good second contact and get a good swing. And so she really anchors that defense and is a big reason, not only from a defensive standpoint, but from a serve receive. Her serve receive has gotten even so much better than last year because she's really worked on her technique and worked on moving her feet and getting her body in a better position to pass the ball.
You know, and then this week you get Platte County. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, you know, today actually, because the podcast will air on Thursday, so this afternoon at 2 o'clock, what have you seen from Platte on film, you know, and also on the other side, you've got a familiar foe on the other side of the bracket that's mm-hmm. going to be playing. Talk a little bit about what you're thinking with the semifinals that are taking place today.
You know, from what we've seen on film, Platte County is a very good team. They're a pretty balanced team. They've got a nice right side, two really nice outside hitters, and you still have to be careful of their middles. I mean, a lot of ways they're similar to us. And so their setter does a good job of distributing the ball. And so we're going to have to really make sure that we can put some pressure on them from the service line to make them a little bit more one-dimensional than maybe they want to be, because they do have that a little bit more balance than most teams. And so if we can do that, then that's going to, hopefully put us in a position to get some digs and get some points in transition.
How much fun are you having coaching high school? I know when we talked a little bit last year, you know, after the state championship, it was great, but making that transition from, you know, so many years at Truman and then coming to the high school side of things, you know, I know there's a lot of big differences, but how much fun are you having with this group of Westminster?
You know, it's a blast. It really is a blessing, especially considering when I left Truman, I wasn't looking to coach. I was truly getting out of coaching. And whenever the opportunity came up and I was approached about coaching, I thought, oh, why not? I mean, it'll be fun. You don't have to worry about all the other things that go along with being a college coach, as far as the recruiting aspect and the hotels and the road trips. And it's just about coaching. And it's been a blast to just get in the gym and just train, which is fun. And I mean, our only overnight trip the last 2 years has been to the Final Four. So, okay, I guess I can, you know, suffer of getting a road trip together for a Final Four trip.
You know, and I'll ask you this, and you've got to be really pleased with how girls volleyball has really come alive over the last bunch of years, and especially mm-hmm. seeing the college programs being as successful as they are. You look at what Gretchen and turning around the Maryville program. You got Lindenwood going to D1 and really showing some good signs of success this mm-hmm. year. Obviously, you know, Nikki over at McKendree. There's just so many great things going on the volleyball side here in the St. Louis area. And I know you've had a chance to see it up front, you know, up close and personal on the collegiate level, but now on the high school level.
Yeah. For the longest time, whenever I first got up to Truman, St. Louis was kind of a hidden gem. You know, we could recruit out of there and no one really knew about it. And then probably about 7, 8, 10 years ago, all these other coaches started coming in. And when I was at Truman, I was like, go away. No, this is my place to recruit. But the sport has grown immensely in St. Louis. The high school programs, the club programs have all done an incredible job of really working to train players and make them better. And obviously, you know, as we all get better, the game grows more. And it's been fun to see this sport really grow in the St. Louis area. I mean, you have two brand new facilities opening up in the Valley that are volleyball, and one, I think one's volleyball specific and the other's going to be volleyball basketball. And that doesn't happen if the game's not growing at the grassroots level.
No doubt about it. Well, Ben, it's always great talking to you, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I can't wait to see y'all play, and it'll be a lot of fun seeing if you can get that state title back here to St. Louis and defend it.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. The head coach over at Westminster on the girls volleyball side, Ben Briney, joins us. And we want to thank him. We want to thank Courtney Bland for joining us here on our championship week edition on the volleyball side of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast. And once again, Monday morning, we'll have wall-to-wall volleyball coverage for everybody. You'll be able to check out all the great things that happened at Shomi Center this weekend with our volleyball teams and a great, great weekend upcoming for them. So we want to thank Courtney and Coach. I'm Jim Powers. Thanks for tuning in to Inside the Lines, a high school sports podcast on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Have a great week, everybody.